Hello, welcome to Unashamed Mental Health Podcast, Mind Your Mind. We mind our mind because our mind really matters. Today we are talking about secondary trauma. And somebody will ask, why secondary trauma? Secondary trauma is very important because a lot of people come across trauma as a result of their work. So we are trying to see how would you support your mental health in your line of work. So secondary trauma can be experienced by a lot of people, including healthcare professionals, nurses, doctors, ambulance workers, interpreters, emergency responders, social workers. It can happen to the police, the firefighters, because they get exposed to a lot of traumatic events. And as a result of that, this can impact on their mental health. Secondary trauma refers to the emotional, physical, and cognitive symptoms that arises from exposure to other people's traumatic experiences rather than experiencing trauma directly. So that is what secondary trauma is. And a lot of the times, if you're in healthcare or even if you're in an emergency line of duty, you realize that you may come across incidents that might be very tragic, that would really push you to the limits if you're not careful. And if you don't get the right support, it can really lead to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which has become really common, especially in these days and age where we've had a lot of major events, major incidents that are happening around the world. But the very reason why I'm bringing this to the podcast today is because it's very common with common day jobs like nurses who are normal professionals walking about doing their own duties. If you work in mental health, it can be really easy. You go through people taking their lives, and as a result of that, you would have to come to the scene, debrief, and do a lot of things. And sometimes the more you get exposed to this, the more it can affect your mental health. So you really need to take time and make sure that you're getting the right support. Secondary trauma, somebody will ask, is it a mental health condition? It's not. Secondary trauma is not a mental health condition, but it can lead to mental health condition if not worked on, if you don't seek the right support, if you don't get the right help. It can lead to anxiety, which can lead to depression, which can lead to so many other serious mental health challenges. Some of the symptoms of secondary trauma we can think of. Recently, I was talking to a group of interpreters who work in the mental health setting, helping the healthcare professionals interpret and translate people's stories so they can identify their needs and work to help them and support them better. Some of them worked with different people who have come through the system and whose first language was not English, so they have to interpret their story. And a lot of them talked about some of the symptoms they've experienced as a result of listening to people's traumatic stories. And so some of the experiences or some of the symptoms can be stress, sleep problems, people having flashbacks and not being able to sleep at all. It can cause a lot of fear and anxiety, panic attacks, depression, irritability. It can make you feel emotionally overwhelmed to the point that you become really quite disabled in doing your day-to-day work. You can have negative dreams, also experience fatigue and headaches. Some people have also reported having intrusive thoughts related to the traumatic event. So this is a very serious thing. So if you're a healthcare worker or you're a police person or a police work in the police force, ambulance services, fire services, all these kind of things, like interpreters. Sometimes people think that you're going to interpret somebody's story, but you kind of absorb their trauma by listening to it and trying to translate it to English to another person. So these are really, really important. And it is good to know that help is available. And so if you're working in any of these fields, what I have found to work is that as a mental health nurse, when I was practicing and when we experienced very difficult and challenging traumatic situations in work, what helped was straight away you had a bit of a debrief and it helped. So in your line of work, if you're experiencing constant stories or traumatic stories that is really impacting your health, you need to begin to observe yourself. If you were sleeping well and all of a sudden you start not sleeping very well anymore, you need to seek advice. You need to prioritize self-care for yourself. Seek support from colleagues, from mentors, and also from mental health professionals. You can seek counseling, and therapy can help. But in the here and now, wherever you're working, I'm thinking of what you can do as a person. And then maybe I'll just touch on a few things organizations can also do to support their colleagues or their employees who might experience secondary trauma. So as a person, you need to care for yourself. You need to seek support. You need to find counseling. You need to talk to somebody about how you're feeling, especially if what you are experiencing in work is beginning to make you feel sad, excessively depressed, anxious. You start feeling panic attacks, or you all of a sudden feel overwhelmed and you think that you cannot seem to do anything for yourself. That is impacting on you. If you're not sleeping well and you realize that this is really affecting you, you're having flashbacks, you're having negative dreams, you need to watch all these things and start seeking support. Seek supervision, consult somebody, attend a support group, attend a therapy, find somebody to talk to. Don't just think that you can just go away and just carry on from one place to the other, to the other, to the other. If you don't seek support, it will have an impact on you. And then before you realize, it becomes very, very serious and critical. So I will encourage the layperson listening to me today, wherever you have joined me from or however you've come across this podcast, I want to encourage you that support is available, help is available, depending on the area you are in, which geographical area. There will be a lot of support available. A lot of charities like Mind who support people in mental health crisis. So I will encourage you to do that. If you are an organization who currently supports employees in your field of work that are exposed to secondary trauma, like healthcare professions, so the NHS organizations, private healthcare organizations, if you're a business that your business exposes people like interpreters to secondary trauma, then you need to build systems available to make sure that we are providing regular trauma-informed care training, supervision, reflective spaces, debriefing for people when they've gone through such traumatic experiences, so that they're not carrying it home and they're not holding it on for too long to make them ill themselves, because you don't want to become a victim of your own work. You're there to help people, so you need to look after yourself. So organizations need to make an effort to make sure that if you are exposed or your workers are exposed to secondary trauma, then provide support for them. Make sure that we have spaces, safe spaces where people will be psychologically safe to be able to share their experiences, so they're not taking it on themselves and having post-traumatic stress disorder or getting depressed or anxious or becoming fearful so much that they tend to have a mental health disorder themselves. So I hope this is really helpful. I want to encourage all of you that we are very, very important in this. You're the most important person in this whole issue and life. And so your mental health really matters. You need to take action to help yourself. You need to seek support through your employers. If they are not aware of what you're going through, don't leave it till it's too late. Mind your mind, because your mind really, really matters. You work as a professional and the profession can impact on your mental health. But if you're not well enough, you won't be able to work. So I want to encourage you. If your line of duty exposes you to other people's traumatic story, then I'll encourage you to seek help and make sure that it's regular, so you don't go on end just absorbing people's trauma and not looking after yourself. You need to have somewhere to take it to. I hope that you found this really helpful. If you need any support or advice, leave a comment below, and I'll be able to reach out to you and support you, or maybe just signpost you to the right direction. And if I'm not sure, depending on where we are, we can do a bit of research together and be able to signpost you to the right direction. I hope you found this useful. It's been a pleasure having you on this podcast today, and I hope you have a blessed day. Have a great evening or day wherever you are. I encourage you to mind your mind and be unashamed of your mental health. Do not be afraid to share about your mental health or seek support, because it's really important. Have a great day. I'll come your way again very soon. Thank you. Bye.